Russell Wilson is a hero to many in Seattle, but I'm here today to tell you that he's a very specific type of hero, a tragic hero. In the grand tradition of the Greek gods, Russell has one fatal flaw that brings him down, and like Achilles' vulnerable heel, it's a seemingly small thing that looms large. Now, you might think I'm making a pun referring to his height here, but nobody actually thinks that Russell Wilson's height is a problem anymore, except NFL scouts who would rather draft punters and writers who rank quarterbacks online. The rest of us realize that Russell Wilson's height is not an issue. No, Russell Wilson's fatal flaw is simpler yet. He cannot play in the rain. And we might never know this if Wilson had been drafted by the Chargers, but somehow he ended up in the wettest city in the NFL. Alanis Morissette might call it ironic. We've always suspected that Wilson plays worse in the rain, with his 53.3% completion percentage in Sunday's loss to Washington as the latest example. As usual, however, I wanted to make sure our minds weren't playing tricks on us, so I looked up the numbers.
You looked up the numbers for Russell Wilson playing in the rain?
You're damn right I did. During Wilson's career, the Seahawks have played 27 regular season home games on days when Weather Underground has recorded rain, as compared to 17 dry games. Side note, we should air some grievances about Seattle weather during the winter. During the rainy games, Wilson has completed 61.6% of his passes for 88.0 yards per attempt. When it's dry, those marks improve to 68.8% completions and 8.8 yards per attempt. Wilson throws more touchdowns, 6.5% of his passes versus 5.9%, and fewer interceptions, 2.1% versus 1.5% when it's dry. In short, he's a totally different player. Here's the kicker. The Seahawks have gone 20-7 in the 27 games at home with rain that day. Pretty good, but not what you expect given the home field advantage provided by the 12th man. Here's why. The Seahawks have never lost the 17 dry games they've played at home since Russell Wilson arrived.
What is your grievance here?
My grievance is against the rain.
Not the Seattle rain, as were previously mentioned.
No, not them. Or the former women's basketball Seattle rain. I didn't look up playoff rain, but given the Seahawks are undefeated at home in the playoffs with Wilson, we can say they have never lost at home with him.
Oh my God.
On a dry day.
That's amazing.
Where the other precipitation that's being shed is our tears as the Seahawks are losing. So when we're forecasting the next Seahawks home game, I'm not going to consult DVOA. I'm not going to look at opponent injuries. Instead, I'm only going to go look at the weather report.
Your grievance is kind of delivered like Mickey Rooney, I felt. Especially with like the joke at the end. But I'm shocked by these numbers.
Are you?
Russell Wilson hasn't lost when it isn't raining.
I mean, that kind of blew me. And obviously, it's somewhat fluky. Like, there was last year's Dolphins game where they, you know, Russell Wilson did not play well, but they won at the end.
Still, they haven't lost.
I think the fumble gate, Detroit, the back gate, I should say, I think that might have been a
and
dry
the fail Mary.
Yeah, that's another one. So there's obviously been a fair amount of luck involved in getting to 17-0, but still 17-0?
That's amazing.
The Seahawks should build a freaking roof. Like, it honestly would be worth it. I don't know how much that would cost, but it would be worth it because you would win the Super Bowl every year.
You should start talking to Jenny Durkin.